But we begin today with the stark words from the United Nations Human Rights Chief, who's calling the systematic attacks on Muslim Rohingyas in Myanmar a textbook case of ethnic cleansing. The UN is calling on Myanmar to end its military operation against the Rohingyas, and Sweden and the UK have called for a special UN Security Council meeting on the worsening situation. Anne Barker begins our coverage.
Another boatload of Rohingya Muslims flee across the border to Bangladesh. And as they cross the Naf River, they watch their villages burn behind them. They shoot us, kill us and burn our houses, says this woman, Feroza Begum. We've come here out of fear. Myanmar's military has been accused of waging arson attacks to force the minority Rohingyas out. And now there's mounting evidence of landmines deliberately laid in their path. Hospitals in Bangladesh, like this one at Cox Bazar, have been overwhelmed by the number of Rohingya casualties. Burns, gunshot wounds, and now limbs blown off by landmines. This 15-year-old boy has lost both his legs and is unlikely to survive. His brother has similar injuries in another hospital. Their mother, Rashida Haq, is grief-stricken.
I can't go back to Myanmar. We are not safe. I will beg here in Bangladesh, and that will be better. I used to pray to Allah to give me a son, but now my sons are gone. Their injuries are so bad, it's as if they are dead. It is better that Allah takes them. They are suffering so much.
Another woman, Sabakur Nahar, stands a better chance of recovery. She's also lost her legs after stepping on a mine as she fled with her three sons.
They had already gone ahead and I was behind them. And that's when the explosion happened. We'd been fired on, shot at. And they planted mines. We have escaped to Bangladesh because we have nowhere else to go.
And yet still the Rohingyas flee. 313,000 people have now left Myanmar's western Rakhine state since late last month. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein says attacks against them may amount to crimes against humanity.
Because Myanmar has refused access to human rights investigators, the current situation cannot yet be fully assessed, but the situation remains or seems a textbook example of ethnic cleansing.
Myanmar denies it's targeting civilians and says it's been provoked by Rohingya militants who launched attacks on Myanmar border posts on August the 25th, sparking the army's crackdown against them. There have been big protests against Myanmar in Bangladesh and India. And international leaders, including Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, are losing patience with Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who's yet to condemn the violence.
There can be no doubt that the treatment of the Rohingya is a disgrace, and I'm afraid it is damaging the reputation of Burma. And all of us who wish Aung San Suu Kyi well, I hope that she will be able to use her leadership to get the military to do the right thing for that beleaguered and oppressed minority.
A White House statement says the violent displacement of Rohingyas shows the country's security forces aren't protecting civilians. It's called on Myanmar to stop the violence and respect the rule of law. Germany says it's now suspended aid projects in Myanmar, and the Rohingyas' worsening plight is likely to be discussed at the UN Security Council tomorrow.
Anne Barker reporting.